This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is toast. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. He is toast. I told you people listening to my show that Joe Biden would not be the Democrats' nominee. And I will tell you, it isn't over. The fat lady hasn't sang yet. But many of us, including myself, said, well, I could be wrong. I said I could be wrong. I said the Democrats would be crazy to pick Joe. He's got too much baggage. I said this of Hillary Clinton in 2016. That railroading, positioning to get Hillary in is the worst thing they could do. She's a horrible candidate. She doesn't campaign well. She's not a likable person. She won't become that. And she's facing one of the most formidable people she's ever met, because Donald Trump will tell you the brutal truth about yourself. Yeah, the dress does make you look fat. There you go. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. I am Kevin Jackson. I made the prediction about Joe Biden for very simple and fact-based reasons, logic-based reasons. I said Joe Biden is too old. Joe Biden suffers from dementia. He explodes at the mouth and doesn't know what he's saying. Joe Biden's career should have ended a decade earlier, when maybe he was at the top of his game, which isn't that much of a game. Joe Biden would not be on the bench on a AAA team. You know what I'm saying? He's not ready for prime time. But the Democrats wanted to believe that. And Barack Obama did exactly what he's done his whole life. He's used old white men for his own purposes, and that's what he did with Biden. And Biden was willing to go along with it. It raised his street cred among blacks, right? Among Democrats. Yeah, you pick Biden? Oh, he must be something. And then he milked it for as much as he could. Biden went into the presidency, vice presidency, worth practically nothing. He's worth millions of dollars. He feathered the nest for his son, for his sister, for his brother. His entire family did well under Joe Biden. And if he'd just gone off into obscurity, we wouldn't even care. We wouldn't care that his crackhead son was made a multimillionaire by sitting on the board of a corrupt Ukrainian company and given millions of dollars by the Chinese. Now Joe Biden's exposed it all. But Joe Biden also exposed his racism. He likes segregationists. He thinks he can reach across the aisle. He can make a difference. Or maybe he's covering for himself. I don't know. I didn't care if Joe Biden had dementia and he's going to ride out the next 10 years of his life, drooling from his mouth and having Jill speak for him. Now we get to see all of it. We get to see that Joe Biden is a sexual predator, for goodness sakes. I mean, we knew it, but he was just creepy Uncle Joe for a while. Now, he's Joe the rapist. All this came out. I want to tell you, I'm thinking way ahead. I'm a risk analyst. That's what I used to do. One of the areas of expertise I have is looking at the risk of your company. Why do you do this or that? And what you better be thinking about ahead of the game. And I was doing a risk analysis on creepy Joe Biden. I call him Joey Fingers or Captain Demento. Take your pick. And I said, Joe, get out with your reputation, whatever you want to declare that to be, intact. It's going to be bad enough with what's looming for Barack Obama. Yeah, Joe, it's a big effing deal. But he didn't listen. And neither did the Democrats. He's toast. And now some of you are starting to believe me. You're going, Kevin, I can't imagine Joe Biden being picked. When he made the comeback from South Carolina and everybody started dropping out like flies and everybody started endorsing him, it was a done deal. And I told you then, I said, hey, look, I know it looks like I'm wrong. I know what it looks like on the surface. I know how this feels to you, baby. I do. Okay. But Uncle Sugar told you the right thing. I told you. It ain't over until it's over. And here's why. Joe Biden started at the top at 41% approval when he came in. And he immediately plummeted into the teens. This is not a guy who's supposed to be the shoo-in. The vice president under baby black Jesus is never supposed to fall. Never. He was supposed to start where he started and creep up little by little. 41 would become 41 and a half, 42, etc. He would have the machine in place to make that happen. Particularly given that Bernie Sanders was supposed to be the biggest competitor to him. And Bernie couldn't get any real traction. Bernie was a fraction. He was a mini-me of himself in 2016. He wasn't a shoo-in to get the nomination. It was going to be a slugfest between Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and, you know, a few others. Maybe Buttigieg or whatever. But you know what? All of them, they just slowly start to fall. None of them can put a plan together. Even though we were told all of them can beat Donald Trump head to head, particularly Creepy Joe. And here he is down in the teens. And then Clyburn comes along, South Carolina. He gets the black vote of South Carolina. And it's like somebody put wind in his sails. And now Joe Biden is Mr. Formidable. But he's not. He literally is begging people to quit. Elizabeth, get out. You know, but few of them rolled over. Yet there were some holdouts. Elizabeth and Bernie Sanders held out. Even Tulsi Gabbard held out. Yeah, eventually they got them all. But it was a twist your arm, sweetheart deals. You're going to get this. You're going to be an ambassador. You're going to do this one. When we take over, you're all going to get your piece of the pie. Don't worry about it. And the whole time I'm going, guys, that there's no overwhelming want for Joe Biden. Joe Biden, even knowing now that he is a preemptive guy, if Joe Biden held a virtual seminar, virtual summit, he couldn't get 10,000 people to attend a virtual meeting for him. Nobody cares what he says. Look at his tweets. See how many people retweet. Even Jack, the owner of Twitter who hates Trump, can't give Joe Biden enough fake people. He can't even give him enough bots to make him seem relevant. And this is Joe Biden. But then we get Joe Biden and the whole personal issues of Hunter. The man who married Joe Biden's the good son, married Beau's wife, and then promptly got a prostitute pregnant, or a cult, whatever she was, pregnant, leaves his dead brother's wife to go get with this chick, then leaves her for somebody else. That guy, the crackhead Biden, the one who's now, you know, getting money from Ukrainians and Russians and who knows who else. Joe Biden is facilitating his sister and his brother for doing things, and now we get Joe Biden a sexual predator. And I want to talk about this for a little bit of time, because this is a big story, another scandal the Democrats can't put under the rug.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Andrea Mitchell and Rev.
We are going to have to just decide.
Exactly. Actually, Andrea, to your point, I think that this is a year without campaigns, without a campaign trail, without a campaign press corps. And the silver lining, if you will, is that voters are going to have to watch that interview this morning and make their own judgments about. There are no more arbiters. There are no more poobahs in either party. Let me just say this, too, having once been a part of the Republican Party. The right isn't running an intellectually honest operation to get to the bottom of whether Tara Reid was victimized. The right is running a smear campaign against Joe Biden. The right wants to create some sort of equal playing field on which Donald Trump's more than two dozen or nearly two dozen accusers sort of have some company on the other side. The right is not running the same operation that the Democrats are running, which is to try to, as you just articulated, Andrea, have some consistency around statements that I think just about every elected Democrat has made about women in the context of the Me Too movement. So, as I said with Kayleigh McEnany, everyone should proceed with caution about statements made around this on the right.
Any surprise that MSNBC would be trying to provide a little cover for Joe Biden? The right is not running an intellectual operation, because you got to remember Donald Trump had many, many more women that accused him of things. By the way, no woman that accused Donald Trump of anything, do you have Donald Trump coming up behind them and sniffing their hair and taking a deep, deep breath? You remember that one kook? That kooky lady, I can't remember her name, skinny old lady that said, yeah, Donald Trump, he raped me at my hotel. And I mean, it was so bizarre. It was like, are you kidding? Wow. I mean, she was less believable than Blasey Ford. I mean, if you can imagine that. Wow. So that now it's not an intellectual campaign because we're not comparing one potential rape, which this is what this girl is saying, versus Donald Trump grabbing women by the hoo-ha, which he alludes to and says, yeah, there are times when there are women out there who will let you do whatever you want because you're powerful and you're rich. I know. Shocking, right? A real test of your sensibilities. Unbelievable. It's not an equal playing field, she says. By the way, folks, Tara Reid is the 8th woman to accuse Biden of sexual misconduct. In case you haven't been keeping up, she's the 8th woman. And these aren't people that have to go, oh, I have to remember when it was. Let me think about it. Was my hippocampus and hypothalamus involved? And, you know, was my brain connected to its stem? They know exactly when it happened. And they go, this is what creeped me out. And, oh, by the way, there were 5 other people around. Tara Reid hasn't changed her story one bit. Well, I don't know. 8th woman. Admittedly, some of the people that say Biden did things to him were benign. It's kind of like some of the accusers of Matt Lauer and all the, yeah, one time we were in a prep meeting and he looked at me wrong. You know, I get it. I'm a defender of men's rights in the sense that we get accused of stuff that you're sitting there going, I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, you remember that time you complimented my hair? Yeah, I was complimenting your hair. You know, you remember that time you opened the door for me? I was afraid. Really? So all your emotions that you fear because of something that may or may not have happened to you in the past, I have no knowledge of any of this, and I put you in an uncomfortable position because why? I got genitalia that's on the outside? Guys, we're good guys. We're good people. Most of us are stellar people, people that people want as their friends, people want as their husbands and boyfriends, people want as co-workers and partners in business, etc. We're good people. You wouldn't know it from the woman's movement. Not running an intellectual campaign. Yeah, it's an intellectual campaign. We understand what Biden actually did with Tara Reid. Don't try to fool us. Sean Spicer tweeted this. While taking questions from the media, Donald Trump has asked about sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden. To be clear, the media has now officially asked Trump more questions about Biden than they've asked Biden about Biden. You people are astute. I love it. I love being a conservative. Here's another one, a tweet. After we reported silence from nearly a dozen prominent women's groups in the Tara Reid allegations against Joe Biden, Planned Parenthood's president released a statement. We believe survivors. And saying we believe survivors doesn't mean only when it's politically convenient. Planned Parenthood, we actually have to agree with them right now. They agree that this is not the case. Joe Biden, folks, is in big trouble. He's in big trouble. I'm on my 3rd installment of my novel about Joey Fingers. That's my mafia rapist name for creepy former president, vice president, rather, Joe Biden. And somebody in the Democratic Party put Joey Fingers Biden on the hot seat. And I'm sure Biden is wondering yet again how he got here. Because, see, Biden was wondering this when they were making the allegations of racism against him. When Kamala Harris came out and said, you hang out with segregationists. He was like, what? Where is this coming from? I'm the preemptive nominee. Why are you attacking me? He's asking himself this same question about this movement. Because since when do Democrat women not keep their mouths shut when it comes to sexual misconduct by powerful leftist men? Weinstein went decades getting feminists to sell out their sisterhood. Only recently was he thrown under the bus. The politically motivated Me Too movement finally turned on Weinstein when the time came to elevate a woman to the office of presidency. Had that not occurred, had Hillary Clinton not run, Weinstein would still be raping and pillaging in Hollywood. He'd still be a mogul. And oh, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein would still be alive. Wait a minute. We're talking about Joe Bidenstein, though. Not Weinstein, not Epstein, but Bidenstein. He's got to be asking himself, what's going on? What did I do? What did I do, handlers? Why? My answer is I think they know he's demented. And they're concerned. Trust me on this. You don't see Joe Biden doing interviews after 5 p.m. Joe Biden does early morning interviews. That's when your body is most responsive. That's when your mind is quick. They tell you all the time, and when you get an operation at a hospital, they go, don't be the last patient. Don't be in there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the doctor is tired. He's been prepping for all these other operations. Get yours done early. That's what I'm going to do. I got to go under the knife. Doggone hernia. Yeah. Dana Perino, she said this. Right now, it says if Democrats thought Kavanaugh's high school yearbook was relevant, hard to argue Biden's Delaware documents aren't. Yep, Joe Biden's in a lot of trouble, people. A lot of trouble. I'll get back to all of this. I'm just kind of getting you started here. Because Joe Biden's, as I said, if he is the preemptive candidate, you got to ask yourself, how's all this crap storm coming up all of a sudden? Biden's wondering this. He's going, wait a minute. This isn't the way this is supposed to work. This is not what I was sold when you promised me this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is set to get back to work on this May 4th, with proceedings beginning at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. One of the things that will be discussed is a Phase 4 stimulus plan, and Democrats are hoping this will include money for states to help bail them out due to the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Senator John Barrasso is not a fan of that because...
Nancy Pelosi's asked for $1 trillion, and a lot of that is to bail out state pension plans that have had decades of mismanagement. And I am not for that, or are Republicans for that at all.
Barrasso speaking there on Fox News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says it's too soon and too hard to tell when the United States will allow international travel, which has come to halt amid the coronavirus outbreak. Mnuchin saying right now their top priority is opening up the domestic economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the federal government needs to roll back regulations on pharmaceutical production so they can make products in America.
One of the beautiful things is that this crisis has unveiled is the power of the federal government merging with the power of private enterprise.
Navarro also telling Fox News that the coronavirus pandemic has American companies stepping up to the plate to help manufacture ventilators.
GM was able to reproduce much of that supply chain, so those ventilators became made in America products.
Carnival Cruise Lines is resuming cruises on a limited basis this summer. The company says 8 ships will begin sailing again in August from select cities. 3 ships will leave from Texas while 3 are departing from Miami. And 10 months after the death of his wife, Beth, Dog the Bounty Hunter is engaged. Dwayne Chapman proposing to his new girlfriend at their home in Colorado. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kavanaugh here. Dr. Ford has said now that she wants to testify, as you know, Mr. Vice President. But now the battle seems to be over how versus when. She wants to make sure that she's protected. She wants to make sure that she's treated fairly. How would you suggest that the Senate handle these allegations?
I think they should do an FBI investigation. We did that for Anita Hill. It took 2 days, number one. And number two, most importantly, Anita Hill was vilified when she came forward by a lot of my colleagues, character assassination. I wish I could have done more to prevent those questions the way they asked them. I hope my colleagues learn from that. She deserves to be treated with dignity. It takes enormous courage for a woman to come forward on the bright lights of millions of people watching and relive something that happened to her, assert that something happened to her. And she should be treated with respect.
You brought up Anita Hill. You were chairman of the Judiciary Committee back in 1991. You were roundly criticized for not doing more during that hearing. Looking back on that, specifically, how would you advise senators to proceed next week? And how do you balance the rights of a woman who's making accusations like this versus the presumption that a person is innocent until proven guilty?
Well, I think the presumption should exist, but what should happen is the woman should be given the benefit of the doubt and not be abused again by the system. My biggest regret was I didn't know how I could shut you off if you were a senator and you were attacking Anita Hill's character. Under the Senate rules, I can't gavel you down and say you can't ask that question, although I tried. And so what happened was she got victimized again during the process. And I believed her when she came forward, encouraged her to come forward. We were in a position where we got the FBI to do an investigation. And I voted against Clarence Thomas. He only got 7 votes. He got 7 yes and 7 no's. It was a tie vote in the committee. But I hope that they understand what courage it takes for someone to come forward and relive what they believe happened to them and let them state it, but treat her with respect. Ask tough questions. Ask substantive questions. Where were you? What said? Who said what, etc.? But don't go after not the character assassination.
Well, it seems like you get it now versus back in 91.
Well, I think I got it in 91. I don't think it, well, that.
Ouch! Joe Biden, in his own words, flashback to Anita Hill, victimized again by her own words. What? How do you walk this back, Joe Biden? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Wow. Hey, we have another flashback. This is Mika Brzezinski talking about, hey, you got to leave Joe Biden alone here. This is when Biden, there was a bimbo attack of Biden from other Democrat women, the women that I mentioned earlier, because Joe Biden has 8 people who have accused him of some sort of sexual malfeasance. Well, actually, that number is going to go up. We'll talk about it here in a bit. But here's Mika Brzezinski covering for Joe Biden.
There's a lot of things I know about Joe Biden. I've known him for a long time. He is extremely affectionate, extremely flirtatious in a completely safe way.
We all, I just tell you personally, we love Joe.
Love him. I think the next time I see Joe Biden, if he doesn't hug me and give me a kiss and hold my hand while we're talking to you, that's a new Joe Biden, and that's not the Joe Biden I knew. He's a nice guy. He's not a predator. Again, about changing behavior, I'm not sure Joe Biden, I would be sad if he changed his behavior. You and I both know him. He's a really wonderful person.
Grandmom's.
He's affectionate, and I'm just going to push back, and I know I put myself at great peril here. There could be more, whatever. More of what? I want to ask. Because so far, these two women have gotten national coverage for something they say was not sexual. So what was it? Affectionate? And they didn't like the affection? And I don't think Me Too wants to take down viable candidates for being affectionate. And five women are uncomfortable with the way he hugged them. And say, one of them says, she smelled his hair. I can promise you, I know Joe Biden. He went up behind her and he took a deep breath because he was about to go on stage. I want to explain that.
It's funny
because there's
that.
A woman who accuses him of smelling her hair. He's not interested in your hair. Okay, he was going on stage and he took a deep breath before he went on stage and you took it deeply personally and now you're writing a New York Times op-ed about it demanding an apology. This, once again, is completely ridiculous. I'm done. You guys can continue to talk about this. I won't. I refuse to give it any more time.
Joe Biden, he's affectionate. It can make people a little uncomfortable, but come on, what are you talking about? He's taking a deep breath. He took a deep breath because he was about to go on stage. Oh, my gosh. Leave Joe Biden alone. Dana Perino pointed out, as I said earlier, right now, says if the Democrats thought Kavanaugh's high school yearbook was relevant, it's hard to argue against getting Biden's Delaware documents. Now, the very same Mika Brzezinski that I presented there, the mashup of all the ways she was giving, all the excuses she was giving for protecting Biden. Well, she had an interview with Biden about his University of Delaware records. And it was an awkward interview because I have to tell you, Biden didn't do very well in it. Here it is.
Do you agree with the reporting that those records were supposed to be revealed to the public and then they were resealed for a longer period of time until after you leave, quote, public life? And if you agree with that, if that's what happened, why did that happen?
Because, look, the fact is that there's a lot of things that of speeches I've made, positions I've taken, interviews that I did overseas with people, all of those things relating to my job. And the idea that they would all be made public in the fact while I was running for public office, they could be really taken out of context. The papers are position papers. They are documents that existed and when I met with Putin or when I met with whomever, and all of that to be fodder in a campaign at this time, I don't know of anybody who's done anything like that. And so the National Archives is the only place there would be anything having to do with personnel records. There are no personnel records in the Biden papers at the university.
So, personnel records aside, are you certain there was nothing about Tara Reid in those records? And if so,
I am absolutely certain.
Why not approve a search of her name in those records?
Approve a search of her name.
Yes, and reveal anything that might be related to Tara Reid in the University of Delaware records.
There is nothing. They wouldn't. They're not there. And if they, if it's, I you know, I don't understand what the point you're trying to make.
The point
there
I'm
are
trying
no
to make
personnel
is
records
that you
by
are
definition.
The point I'm trying to make is that you are approving and actually calling for a search of the National Archives records of anything pertaining to Tara Reid. I'm asking why not do the same in the University of Delaware records, which have raised questions because they were supposed to be revealed to the public and then they were sealed for a longer period of time. Why not do it for both sets of records?
Because the material in The University of Delaware has no personnel files, and it has, but it does have a lot of confidential conversations that I had with the president about a particular issue, that I had with the heads of state of other places, that would not be something that would be revealed while I was in public office or while I was seeking public office. It just stands to reason. The best of my knowledge, no one else has done that either.
I'm just talking about her name, not anybody else in those records. A search for that. Nothing classified to the president or anybody else. I'm just asking, why not do a search for Tara Reid's name in the University of Delaware records?
Look, I mean, who does that search?
The University of Delaware. Perhaps you set up a commission that can do it. I don't know. Whatever is the fairest way to create the most transparency.
Well, this is, look, Mika, she said she filed a report. She has her employment records still. She said she refiled a report with the only office that would have a report in the United States Senate at the time. If the report was ever filed, it was filed there, period.
Now, I want to just explain again. This is Mika Brzezinski, who less than, a couple years ago, she's going to bat for Biden. And she, if you see the interview, she's frustrated. She's like, why aren't you coming and helping me out here? I can't tee this up any easier for you. I said it was probably one of the worst videos or interviews of Biden out there, not because he went Captain Demento on her, but because he pretty much said, what are you talking about? It's speeches, it's interviews related to my job. It could be taken out of context. So what you're telling us is the things you did as a senator and a vice president could be taken out of context? Joe Biden, it's our information. You worked for us. All the things you did on the record. And people understand this. They're going, wait a minute. Donald Trump has been looked at 50 ways to Sunday, and you don't want to show your record of your job?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And other news of the day. But at the start, it's just going to be you and me. And I want to get right to the allegation made against you by Tara Reid. So, the former Senate aide accuses you of sexual assault. And please, to our viewers, please excuse the graphic nature of this, but I want to make sure that there is no question as to what we're talking about. She says in 1993, Mr. Vice President, that you pinned her against the wall and reached under her clothing and penetrated her with your fingers. Would you please go on the record with the American people? Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Well, people are not believing old sleepy, creepy Joe Biden, Joey Fingers, I like to call him. And the reason they don't believe him is because Joe Biden doesn't want to release his records. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. He says, it's in the National Archives. It can only be in the National Archives. Yeah. It's what they call they have the Office of Fair Employment Practices. But a National Archives spokesperson says they don't hold those kind of records. Here's another little factoid for Joe Biden. Brett Kavanaugh, who was wrongly accused by lying skanks that he was putting together gangbang parties, and Christy Blasey Ford was attending them against her will, and Julie Swetnick went to 10 of them before finally being a participant in the very last one. If you can believe that nonsense, then you believe that Brett Kavanaugh is guilty of this. You also believe that Brett Kavanaugh is guilty as they scrubbed the records of Blasey Ford from, I'm talking about going back to high school, while they're crawling up Kavanaugh's orifice with microscopes, they are scrubbing her records. It's thekevinjacksonshow.com. Just making sense of it all, folks. I'm giving you some logic. Now, I don't know if you believe as I do that Joe Biden is a lecherous dude and that Brett Kavanaugh was a stand-up guy. I don't know, and I don't really care. But I'm going to give you some evidence. Brett Kavanaugh went through 7 FBI checks, background checks. He had media scrutiny beyond belief. Multiple weeks of Senate hearings. Rigorous, legal, cross-reference checks. And they looked at every bit of this man's past, going back to high school, the fact that he liked to drink beer in high school. And you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. They couldn't find any reasonable amount of evidence against the guy because he's a freaking choir boy. But Joe Biden publicly molests women, and the Democrats go, oh, it's just Joe's way. He's very flirtatious, and he's a real, you know, but still, I like Joe, blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden wants to think he's the man. And I'm just telling you, he rose from the ashes to win this Democrat presidential nomination. Maybe, defeated the largest field of challengers in presidential history. Okay, the field was stocked with leftist losers, but still Biden kind of defeated them if watching them defeat themselves count. So why are these accusations starting to take shape? What's happening? Now, I predicted in what seems like eons ago, if you listen to this program, you understand what I'm about to tell you. Biden is not the consensus choice for the Democrats. More so, Biden is the Democrats' default candidate. He's a placeholder. You want to know why? Losers don't know how to win. Joe Biden is a two-time loser, and you think you can make him into a winner. You think you can make a nag win the Kentucky Derby. It ain't going to happen. Hard to believe, folks, I know, given all this head-to-head polling you've been beat up with for the last 3 years. Joe Biden, head-to-head polling on Donald Trump. Joe Biden. Can I just say this? What is the latest Joe Biden poll head-to-head against Donald Trump? Anybody? Anybody want to give me a legit poll? Let me tell you something. If you look at the fake polls of Biden, it'll be bad. If you look at polls that are so heavily skewed to Democrats, they can't even figure out how to sell that. That's why you don't see anything. Let me just tell you something, folks. Somebody doesn't like Biden. Powerful Democrats are on a seek and destroy mission. And let me tell you something else. Tara Reid is not a setup. See, that's what Democrats do to Republicans. Like the bimbo explosion the Democrats tried on Trump, and they're trying it now. You can't fairly report this about Joe Biden without looking back at Trump and all the trollops that, you know, we tried to get him set up with. You can't do that. That's not fair. Yeah. Remember all the women that came from? I mean, not one could link themselves with Donald Trump, and I talked about the crazy one. I don't remember her name, but she went on TV, and they finally just said, keep her off. And, of course, Stormy Daniels, you know, she's back on the stripper pole because she got no traction. She ended up having to pay Trump in what really became justice. We finally saw some justice. Avenatti, you know, what did he try? But Tara Reid's legit. In a world where you are the presumptive candidate, let me tell you something. Tara Reid doesn't make page 16 of the sports page. I'll put it another way. If Tara Reid were Obama's problem, well, it wouldn't be Tara. It would be a Terrence Reid back in 2008. They would have whacked Terrence. Terrence would never have seen the light of day. They would never do a story on Barack Obama stuck his hand down Terrence's pants. They would never let you hear that story. There were rumors about Barack Obama, things that were going on that weren't even rumors. That were pretty much people knew this guy was going to Chicago bathhouses hanging out with dudes, and they disappeared. Nothing. Barack Obama, boy, you know nothing about Barack Obama. He served as president for 8 years, and all you know about him is what you know about him. That he was a worthless president. That's what you know. As far as his life, you know nothing about him. And neither does anybody that thinks they know him. Including Michelle. So this Reid story's gained steam. So much so that Biden was forced to address it. And I talked about it. I wrote about Biden finally addressing Tara Reid gave her credibility. At least the idea that Biden might have done this, and by the way, he did, put the Democrats in a bit of a quandary against their own, the Me Too movement. So while Biden addressing Reid's allegations was bad, what's happened since is far worse. Far worse. The heat is on. The heat is on. It is on the street. Woo-hoo! The heat is bump, 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 bump on. The heat is on. It's one thing to okay, so just to walk you through this trajectory, Biden lets it, his campaign vehemently denies. Okay, people thought, oh, and it went away for a little bit. Then the campaign had to make yet another comment about it, saying that first they deny, then they vehemently deny, then finally Biden himself has to publicly deny.
This didn't happen. This is just a lie.
All right? And then he opens himself up for scrutiny. That's where he is now. Because they say, well, if it's a lie, and she keeps pursuing it, and she keeps saying, I have the records, I made the complaints, people know, and now Biden says, they say, well, you should have the records, sir, certainly of her making the complaint. It would be, look, if you complained about, Kevin Jackson tried to do blankety blank to me, and I'd say, well, yeah, she filed a complaint, here's the records, but that doesn't make it any more real. It was adjudicated at that time. Biden doesn't want you to see it. He's playing Who Shot John. Joe Biden should be saying, look, I don't know where these records exist, but let's get them. If they're in my Senate folders, Senate files, this is why Mika Brzezinski went all berserk on him. She's saying, why don't you let him look for Tara Reid? I don't understand what you mean. He knows exactly what she means. Just let them search for that name in the records. Not your dealings with Putin or your dealings with Ukraine. Search for whatever you want. If Biden's innocent, as he claims to be, let them do the forensic body cavity search that they did on Kavanaugh to Biden. And oh, by the way, let's have Senate hearings on it. And let's take him to the same level of scrutiny that you would take Barack Obama. He got none, but Donald Trump through. Let's do that. But they're not going to do it. And Biden is digging a hole for himself because let me tell you something. The Me Too movement, all these people know exactly what's popping, Poppy. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.